in Section 14 was very clear that power should be devolved. We came together as an association from all over the country. We also engaged some other civil organizations. This was done after some consultation in all the provinces, and people were eager to have the issue of devolution of power.
Why did you choose to concentrate on devolution of power? There are other provisions that still have not been implemented.
Well, I think devolution of power to us is key in terms of governance issues. We believe that as long as there is poor governance in the country, it's very, very difficult for the country's economy to improve or any other thing. So we are saying if we improve on our governance systems and this issue of devolution of power is implemented as provided in the Constitution, we believe it's going to be a starting point for us to be able to implement all other provisions in the Constitution. We believe that if we devolve power, people will gain interest and they will get the support from their natural resources that are there, and they also have power in decision-making, and they also be able to call the leaders to account for the actions that they do. But if it's centralized as we speak now, that one is very difficult to implement.
Why do you think the government will listen to you if they haven't been implementing this for so long?
Many voices, when they are heard all over the show, it may possibly make some sense to government that the people of Zimbabwe are really united on this thing and they need to act accordingly.